many Native American women in the U.S. and Canada are choosing to revisit and learn about their tribe's traditional birthing methods. For many tribes and indigenous people, a birth is a time for spiritual practice and ceremony. Our guest says that forcing Native women to have their babies in the westernized hospital system can limit their rights and abilities to practice important cultural traditions. Doreen Day is a member of the Ojibwe tribe of northern Minnesota. She's an Ondandizikekwe, or one who helps life come into the world. She's been teaching and practicing birth work for decades. Doreen, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'd like to do a greeting.
Yes, please.
Buju, Nindawemaganidug, Wabanokwe Indigenekaz, Wabajeshindudem, Ondandizikekwe Ndal.
And can you tell me what that greeting meant, please?
Well, that greeting said, hello, my name is Daybreak Woman. I'm from the Martin clan, and I'm Ondandizikekwe is a midwifery woman, or I'm a midwife.
And that's a lot of the work you've been doing for years now. Tell us what Native American women were encountering when they went into hospitals for childbirth. What sorts of problems were you and others seeing there?
Well, if I can go back to 1942 when the law changed requiring indigenous women from reservations to go to the Indian Health Service hospitals to deliver, there wasn't a sterile field then, so there was a lot of infection, a lot of sickness around childbirth. As of recent, there are different standards. Of course, we have sterile field, but there are still other issues that are impacting Indian women that are giving birth in the hospital.
Right. What are some of those issues that you see that you're trying to help solve?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is the interference of a natural birth. Many things that are standardized or that are now considered best practices for labor and delivery are very intrusive according to our traditional way of giving birth. So, for example, a Native woman would not be able to be about, walk around, do her squats, do the things that are, you know, going to bring the labor on by that continual movement and, you know, rhythm of her body. But oftentimes she's, the first thing that happens is a fetal monitor is put on a woman, and therefore then she doesn't have that natural movement ability. That's a big issue for many indigenous women.
So what should it look like when you are working with women who are pregnant and getting ready to give birth? What traditional practices do you look for that will work better?
Well, I think one of the main things is eating a traditional diet, which our bodies are accustomed to. You know, we came on a long migration from the East Coast, and so Anishinaabe people, we rely on Minoman or wild rice as a staple to our diet. So we have a different type of diet, and I encourage Native women to eat their traditional and natural foods. A lot of movement, a lot of walking, a lot of learning how to relax. Those are some of the things that that are really necessary to have a natural, uncomplicated birth.
Can you talk about your role as an Ondandizikekwe? What do you do? What does that mean?
Well, an Ondandizikekwe is one that helps with birth. And myself, I was trained by a traditional midwife, Gudji Cook, from the Mohawk Nation when I was a young woman. And so being that I was trained, I was hand-selected. A group of four women were hand-selected for the kind of commitment that we would make to continue doing this work. And so we did train under traditional midwifery very intensively, and then we began practicing that here in Minnesota, which I still do. Importantly, though, that the women had, what I had found at a young age is women turned themselves over to Western medicine. Therefore, having not been taught about traditional birthing or the spiritual or cultural practices that accompanied that, they basically did whatever the Western medicine provider said. And so a lot of those practices that we have to have a baby had pretty much almost went non-existent. So my work is to bring that back, bring the cultural, spiritual aspect of birth back to Indigenous women if they so desire that.
Right. As I understand it, the Western method of childbirth focuses on the body. You're also hoping to talk about the mind and the spirit and the cultural heritage as a part of childbirth.
Yes. One of the things that's very, very important to live a good life is, as Anishinaabe, we understand where we come from, that we have a creation story that's, we have a wealth of knowledge that accompanies that creation story that really lended itself to our good way of life, Mino Bemadiziwin. And so that is the auspice of teaching Indigenous women of all ages to gravitate back toward reclaiming those practices toward having a good life. So as you know, being a teacher, that's a primary role that I provide. When we look at mind, body, spirit, also your heart, that's a holistic approach that we entertain all of the important things of life, your health, your well-being, your mind, you know, your spirit, and of course your body. And so so that's a very important holistic approach to providing good medical care and good spiritual care, good emotional care for a woman that's going to have a baby.
Can you tell us a little bit about the spiritual practices that might be involved during childbirth?
Okay. An Indigenous woman that's having a baby would want to have a ceremony. So this is our teaching from a long time ago, that birth was not just delivering a baby per se, but there is a spiritual aspect to it. So when a woman is having a baby, there's a spiritual grounding that takes place. Everything is ceremonial. There are songs that are sung. There are offerings of tobacco that are made. There are prayers that are said on behalf of the birth, the spirit of the one coming here to come to this physical life. Much like there's a ceremony for those that are going, returning back to the spirit world, there's a fire and a ceremony. Also, as with birth, there's a fire and a ceremony for the spirit to come here. So it's an acknowledgement of the spirit, an acknowledgement of the life that's coming. Very important to do. Sometimes in a medical atmosphere, there's a hindrance to getting those, to be able to do those things, although that may be changing a little.
We're talking to Doreen Day. She's a member of the Ojibwe tribe of northern Minnesota and is an Onda Dizikekwe, or one who helps life come into the world. We're talking about bringing back Native American childbirth practices. Did I read that one of the first things that happens after the child is born, that their feet are touched to the earth?
Yes.
What is the meaning of that?
That's a holistic grounding of that. Spirit who then becomes a human after he or she is born and meets their true mother, our Mother Earth. So it's a grounding to the earth, for she is the true mother, as many tribes believe.
You mentioned that some things might be changing in hospitals. Is it possible for you as an Onda Dizikekwe to attend at a hospital birth and do at least some of these practices?
I have attended I have 11 sisters. I've attended all of their births, well, most all of them. I've attended many nieces and relatives' births in the hospital. It's a challenge because, Western medicine really dictates how birth goes. And so it sometimes can be a tooth and nail fight to even have the smudge or have the singing or have the drum or have the flute music or have the ability to walk about and to be with a lot of people. Those are the things that are common for Anishinaabe, for Indigenous people. And so how I believe that they're changing is that they are willing to sometimes listen to a birth plan that's written by a family, and they will allow those things, but it takes a lot of effort to secure that kind of practice.
Are hospitals getting more open to that, at least?
I think so. I think that there has always been a need in the Western medical field to train individuals that are healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, practitioners, because they don't really understand that we have this holistic approach. They don't understand a mistrust that has been with our people all the way back to the treaties that were signed and the things that were promised and were not delivered. So there's a general mistrust of the medical system. Some elders don't go to the hospital until you know, it's almost too late. And so for some things, you know, going into a medical facility, it may be a necessity. But for birth, certainly 85% of our young women don't need to give birth by C-section. And that's the kind of awareness that needs to be brought about to, you know, to give people the information that they need to make their own informed decisions about how they're going to birth their babies.
I know over many decades there were efforts by the United States and Canadian governments to end a lot of Native American cultural practices, language, spirituality, you name it. And I've heard from guests that that created a disruption that, that hurts people down through the generations. How important is it for you that you're starting new lives, bringing back those traditions?
It's very important because we have the ability to heal ourselves. We still have practitioners that know the medicines, that know the processes for health. And so we do have great abilities in our communities. We have spiritual healing that's being practiced. We have midwifery. We have, you know, sovereignty for food and for birth. We have all of these things happening, and they should be happening because we have suffered under the disease model created by the policies of U.S. governments, both in the U.S. and in Canada. And we're trying to change that. We're trying to stand up for ourselves and do what the Creator gave us, follow the road, follow the life, follow the teachings that were given to our people on this continent. We know that we were placed here by the Creator. We didn't come from someplace else, and that's a very important thing.
It's a good place to leave it. Doreen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Doreen Day is a member of the Ojibwe tribe of northern Minnesota. She's an Ondan Dizikekwe, or one who helps life come into the world. She joined us to talk about the revival of traditional birth among Native American women.